Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fritz Wenzel is joining us live. He's with Clout Research, and they are out with their first poll on NY27 after the whole Chris Collins situation. Fritz, good morning. When did you conduct this poll, and what was the sample?
We conducted it a couple of days ago, so it's very fresh. And the sample was general election voters because we wanted to see what would happen in the fall. There's a lot of turmoil in this race right now, so we tested as many of the names as we could fit on the ballot. Actually, we actually tested them individually against the Democrat Nate McMurray, but the sample was of general election voters. It was conducted by telephone, including both landline households and cell phone households.
But how many?
Only households.
How many altogether?
We got 337 respondents. That's going to give us a margin of error. I don't have the margin of error in front of me here. In fact, I can pull it up. But it's 5.33, plus or minus. So that's going to give you some wiggling, some wobbling in the polling. But what we found was that the top contenders against McMurray are all at the outer edges of that, or beyond the outer edges of the margin of error. What happens with margins of error is that you seldom have races wobbling out towards the margins. Usually it's 1 or 2% that things will move.
You found that even after all the talk around this district that people still don't really know Nate McMurray.
No, they don't. 46% say they don't know him. He has a slightly favorable opinion overall. 31% have a favorable opinion of him. 23% have an unfavorable opinion of him. But even more, 46% don't know enough about him to have formed an opinion yet. So he's got a real uphill slog. And that, I think, is one of the reasons behind his difficulty in challenging or running against these Republicans, no matter who it might be. In a situation like this, where you're filling a vacant seat and it's a short sprint to the finish, favorability ratings are critically important. And that's why you see the ones at the top, Gallivan, Mihailu, Palladino, and Jacobs are the top ones. Reisenhofer is pretty close to the top of the heap. They all have very good favorable to unfavorable ratings, and that's what's important.
Okay, and Palladino did not come up as high. Is that right?
Well, no, his problem is he's underwater with his faves. 50% have an unfavorable opinion of him. 42% have a favorable. When you're underwater, the timeline is too short to turn that around. And he's got an electoral history against Cuomo, and other stuff. So he's got some tough sledding, especially when you compare some of the other top people. Mihailu's faves, 49% favorable among Republicans, 14% unfavorable among Republicans. To be that strong among your party base is really important. Gallivan is even better. He's at 54%. But overall, both those guys are 2-1 favorable to unfavorable, and that's a very good place to be for both those campaigns. You could say very similar things about Chris Jacobs. It's just that Chris Jacobs is nowhere near as well known as Mihailu and Gallivan.
How much more accurate will a poll like this get once we actually know the person running as far as how they will fare in the general election in November?
Well, the samples will get larger. So your accuracy is automatically going to get better. And the more people know about the candidates, the better the polling tends to be. Because you have two factors that are wobbling here, the most important of which is that people don't know enough yet to have made a decision. They're just not sure. They're open to changing their mind. The closer you get to Election Day, the more accurate the polling always gets.
Fritz, who commissioned or paid for this poll?
We did. This was a company enterprise by Clout Research. We do this across the country. We're a national firm, so we do this across the country from time to time when races interest us. And we kind of like dipping our toe in, but we have no client in this survey and no client in this race.
Okay, but the first question, was it about President Trump?
Yes, we did. We asked about President Trump. We always like to try to get a baseline on what voters are thinking. This is a very good way to do it, and we can compare everybody else to Donald Trump or to another prominent figure that everybody knows. And Trump's numbers in this case are really very strong. He's at 57% favorable and 42% unfavorable. And that also bodes well for any Republican running in this race in the general election, because you've got a strong base of support behind you, because you know the top of the ticket. Now, we all know Trump's not on the ticket this year, but the top man that everyone's always thinking about is polling well, and that's going to help you if you're in the same party.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.